Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hello and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast. This is Ashley Selman and I'm here today with Rose Kaluchia. And Rose is an expert in GMB bodyweight and gymnastics training. So welcome to the show, Rose.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm really excited to talk to Rose today. She has been doing handstands and acrobatics now for more than a decade. And she has a background in dance, circus arts and performance, and is really an expert in bodyweight training and gymnastics training, which, as we're going to talk about today, is a up-and-coming, gaining popularity in the training world. I'm excited to learn more about it today. So, Rose, tell us a little bit first, how did you get into GMB and bodyweight training?
Well, my bodyweight training background actually starts before I became a trainer. So I did dance in college, and then after college, I joined up with a performance company in New York City, which incorporated acrobatics, handstands, and aerial in their performances. So I started learning stuff through the company and loved it immediately. So carried on with that for a few years and had a job change and decided to become a trainer. And from there, came to the West Coast, have continued my training at the San Francisco Circus Center and various other Bay Area facilities, and have also continued doing my own training. Last year, actually Caleb, who used to work here with us, told me all about GMB and their certification program for trainers, and immediately it felt like the right fit because it kind of meshes my background in personal training with all of the performance and the acrobatics and the handstands and stuff that I've done.
So nice.
It was just a really clear match for me.
That's great. And it seems like you're starting to really incorporate a lot more in your training program with your clients.
Yeah. One of the things that I really have appreciated about how GMB has crossed my two worlds is that if I had talked to my clients previously about my background, they're like, circus stuff? Like, that doesn't seem... that's not me. But GMB sort of makes it really accessible to people that you can do some of these harder movements or work towards them. So my clients are super excited that they have access to it in a different way now, too. So
that's great. Yeah. That's great. Well, I also know you're starting to do a lot more teaching of trainers in this world and GMB and the bodyweight training. So tell us a little bit about, you've talked a little bit, but what is GMB specifically and what can trainers and clients alike expect sort of get out of GMB training?
GMB is a bodyweight and gymnastics training method, and the primary focus of GMB is physical autonomy. So teaching people how to use their bodies to do what they want to do. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a gymnast necessarily, and that doesn't even have to be what you're working towards, but it's mastering your body, basically. And so what people can expect to get out of GMB is a focus on three major areas, which are strength, flexibility, and control. So all of their programs focus on those components. And, you know, I feel like people are really drawn right now to some of these like bigger trick moves, like we're seeing on Instagram all the time, like handstand push-ups and muscle-ups on the rings. And while GMB definitely has programs working towards those big skills, they really do a fantastic job of laying the foundation for anything you want to do in that world. So just from like ground up, working on basics and mm-hmm. then working towards bigger skills.
Mm-hmm.
Their approach is super progressive. It's small steps, really accessible. There's a focus on mindfulness with training too, which I also really appreciate. So it's not about how many reps you can do and how many sets and how hard you're working. The way they construct the programs, it's really about feeling where you're at that day, feeling what your body's doing, what you need, and going from there.
All right, so there's already a few things I love that you said. One is you said getting autonomy in your body and learning mm-hmm. to move. So that's sort of like getting more connected into movements and how your body's moving and what you're feeling. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, exactly. And whatever it is that you want to do with your body, being able to do those things and finding a way to get there.
And I love that, because especially in our culture now, being such a sedentary, seated primarily culture, I think people lose their connection with their body so much. I see that as a trainer a lot. You know, people don't know how to connect into a movement that used to be basic for us, you know, but we lose it. And I think the body weight stuff that you're talking about is such an accessible way to relearn some of those things we lose, and in a way that's maybe less intimidating or less risky, you know, instead of loading external load on our body, relearning how to use our body in the way it's meant to move.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's something about the way that GMB kind of structures their programs, a lot of what you're doing, the movements are for time rather than sets and reps. So they're like, set a timer and go and see what you feel. So you're focused not on like, did I get it done? How many more do I have to do? It's more of like, what am I feeling in the moment?
And you just get whatever you've done in that time. And as you progress, you might end up getting more done, but there's no real...
Right.
Yeah, I like that. And I like what you said about progressions, because, I mean, I think that's becoming more popular concept in training and changing habits and everything. It's like small progressions are actually going to get you farther than really trying to push yourself outside of what your current level is. And that's really an important concept as people are starting fitness or getting stronger, is it's not about killing yourself or doing something way beyond your ability, but baby steps so that you can master the movements, do things correctly, and not get injured in the process.
Correct. That was one of my biggest complaints about training in the circus world, is that there aren't smaller progressions for some of these bigger tricks that I was being expected to do, and I still couldn't do them, and I've been working on this for like years, and why am I not getting this? And they're like, you just keep practicing the movement over and over, like whether or not you can really do it, just keep practicing it. And that didn't work for me. And it doesn't work for a lot of people. And that sort of just push through it and like keep going and keep trying it. I've dealt with so many injuries over the years because of it. And in my 3 months of doing my apprenticeship with GMB to be a trainer, I got some skills that I've never been able to do. And I never worked on them. It was just little other movements, smaller steps.
And doing the progressions in the right way, so you're building that foundation. Like, it all comes down to foundation in the end. That's great. So I know there's become more of these sort of bodyweight calisthenic programs out there. I know there's the Progressive Calisthenics, PCC, there's Gold Medal Bodies and some other, or Gymnastics Bodies. And so tell us more about how this is different maybe than some of the other calisthenic programs that are popular now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first piece is that I feel GMB is really well-rounded in that it's not just working on the strength. All of their programs incorporate a mobility, flexibility component and a control component, which both those other areas are just as important as strength in all of these kinds of movements. A lot of people look at different handstands or different gymnastics ring movement, and they're like, I'm not strong enough to do that. I would have to say that in my experience looking at people, more often than not, it's not a strength problem. It's flexibility or motor control that's preventing them from getting those movements. So I really like that GMB is well-rounded in that sense. Mm-hmm. The other things that I like about it are the mindfulness approach. I feel like there's in all of the programs, Ryan, who's kind of the visual captain of GMB, he's in all the videos and giving the tutorials, he always is reinforcing, like, how did you feel doing this? Where was your restriction? Where did you feel strong? Like, really reinforcing to pay attention to what you're doing. And if something is hurting or isn't working, like, stop. So I feel like that sort of mindfulness approach is really different about GMB than some of the other programs. And I also like GMB because it's accessible. It's been created for people at all different levels. So whether you've never even tried to kick up to a handstand before, or you're already balancing in a handstand, you can find the right fit for you in GMB. And you don't have to like I said, you don't have to be wanting to do gymnastics. You don't have to be like working towards being a gymnast or like competing or performing or any of that. It's just people who want to move better and get more control over their bodies.
So even someone who's maybe a beginner to fitness, is this a place that they can start?
Yeah, we have like foundational programs that are for anybody. Like I started with some of the foundational programs when I came out of an injury last year, and they were perfect for me, and I can already stand on my hands. So it was great for me. It's great for somebody who's at a desk all day and not moving. Mm-hmm. It gets you moving in all different planes, all different positions, on your hands, on your feet, all of it.
Yeah, like that's what I said earlier that I like about it is that we're dealing with our body, and really you have to learn how to control that first. And mm-hmm. and people think, I think especially people in fitness who are ready to see themselves as fit, think as, oh, body weight's not challenging enough. But oh my gosh, if you really break it down into...
It's really hard.
It's really hard. So that's great. And I do think the motor control is often overlooked. I do think, you know, strength is obviously so focused on in training these days. And of course, it's very important for a lot of reasons. But without mobility and without control, it can be detrimental. So I mm-hmm. do like the combination. And mindfulness, I think that's becoming more and more, you know, I hear so much more about meditation and mindfulness than I ever used to 10 years ago. I think it's just people are realizing what an important aspect that is. So I like that they bring that in too. How do they bring that into the program? Or it's just like you're saying, they're checking in with people?
Yeah, and that's just the focus with all the videos. And when I went through the apprenticeship to become a trainer, you know, I have had a meditation practice before. I feel like I know what mindfulness is. I talk about it. Did I know how to connect that with my training? Absolutely not. Hmm. And one of the first exercises that Ryan gave to me when I started the apprenticeship, because I was coming out of an injury, he said, okay, tomorrow in your workout, every single thing that you're doing in your program, I want you to write like a line about what you felt doing it. He's like, you don't have to write it to me. You don't have to like tell anybody about it, but I just want everything you do, I want you to write what you felt. And it blew my world open, because I was like, yeah, there's a lot of things that don't feel good that I just do anyway, because I've just like accepted that that doesn't feel good, or that's to feel that pain or that restriction is part of that process for me, and it doesn't have to be, which was totally revolutionary to me.
That is revolutionary, actually, because yeah. I know for myself as an athlete, I think for a long time, too, I just got used to, well, this hurts a little bit, right. But that just must be how it's supposed to be. And I've really recently come to appreciate that, like, no, that's your body trying to tell you that something is wrong, and
right.
Learning, I think part of it is knowing what to do then. Instead of just doing nothing, what can you do? So it sounds like this program maybe helps to address some of the underlying causes of pain and correcting them.
Yes, and I feel also that GMB is pretty responsive, so that if you buy one of their programs and you're encountering something that's not working for you, you can email them and get feedback. And we also have a community, an online community called the Alpha Posse. So if you buy our programs and want to be part of the Alpha Posse, you can go onto our forums and post questions, or like put a video up and say, what am I doing wrong? And there is a trainer who will give you feedback. There's a trainer who will respond to your email, which I really like.
That's great. Yeah, I like that community and growing together, learning together. So we talked a little bit of this already, but this style of training seems to be picking up momentum, the body weight in general, but GMB, I mean, what is drawing people to this? I mean, why is it picking up momentum?
I think in general, to be honest, I feel like social media is part of it, because we now see people doing this stuff with more regularity. And so I think that more people are drawn to the idea of like, oh, I could probably do something, or I want to get into that. If it's not just circus performers, it's not just gymnasts, it's trainers, it's people who do more yoga, you know, it's anybody is really picking up this stuff now. So it just is a lot more accessible to people. They're seeing it more. So that's one thing. And I also think it's fun. Like, it's really fun. Like, once you start doing it and getting more flexible and getting stronger and seeing progress, like, it's completely addictive. That's handstands cool. are addictive, I swear.
Well, there's something about it that seems more like play than yeah. maybe what some people think of as going to the gym and lifting weights. You right. know, playing with your body, playing with the way you can move. Like when you're a kid, you're doing somersaults and handstands and right. cartwheels, and we lose that as we become adults. And so right. there's sort of like going back to play.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like that's what drew me into it. I was like, wow, this is like so fun. Like I forget the hour. Like I'm not thinking about anything else except what I'm doing. I feel like for some of these movements, like when you're training handstands or you're training on the rings, there's just you have to be present in what you're doing, right? To like be working upside down or working off the ground. So there's just a different focus and concentration that I feel like you have to do this stuff. And I feel like that's also addictive because you can walk in, you can walk in and then forget about the rest of the world for an hour. Instead mm-hmm. of like coming in and you're like, I got to do this many kettlebell swings today and I got to do this and I got to get back to work. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, it's not fun.
Well, you're learning a skill, right? Which I think is different than repeating a movement that Correct. Maybe you've done over and over, which also has some benefits. But I think learning the skill is the part that really challenges the brain and keeps you in that moment, so yes. to speak. Yeah. Great. Well, I'm excited. I know we're having an introduction to GMB handstand and bodyweight training workshop coming up at Evolution April 9th. I'm super excited about that myself. Can't wait to be there. I'm looking forward to learning more. Is there any last thing you want to say or leave before we close off today?
Mostly, I'm really excited about getting to introduce this stuff to the Evolution community. And I feel like I want to say that people who have ever thought of it or at all wanted to try this should try it because it's more accessible than you think.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that got me excited. I actually want to learn more about it. And thanks for being here today. Can't wait for your workshop April 9th. And thanks everyone for listening. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks, have a great Ashley. Day.